Hello, hello, hello. This is DJFM, Lost Angels, the voice of freedom. All right, I'm back on the air. So, what have we got for this brief broadcast that's going to be today? We have an attack that happened in Pacifica. Apparently, we're not strangers to terrorist violence, and that the Minutemen have made their way all the way out the West Coast. Now, how do we feel here? Well, we think that the dangerous thugs. They have a cause, and causes are good, but what they're doing is going to cause more harm than anything else, because they're going to cause decimation out here, and our population isn't that large enough to be... Well, we all know it. Our population, if decimations start becoming a regular occurrence out here, is going to drop sharply, and humanity, for the most part, will disappear out in the West. Therefore, I'm asking you, if you're in one of these communities within Pacifica, think twice before you help them. The chances of you and your family paying for their crimes are very high. And please keep in mind that I am not backing the government, and this is not propaganda. This is more about protecting the citizens. And if I can protect you by giving you a warning, even if you don't follow it, then at least when the future comes and you look back on these days, you can say, British Jack was there, and British Jack saw what was coming and warned us. Alright, past that, I would like to give a shout out to the radio operator working with Hickman's Rangers. Yes, that's what it's called. I remember years ago they were called Hickman's Raiders, but I think that name was changed. In any case, thank you for sending your kind letter that says that you've been listening to our show, and we appreciate all of your good works. Also, if you happen to be in the Spokane area, they are in need of assistance and they can pay for goods. Well, they can give you goods, excuse me, in return for your services of protecting their community. The Brotherhood is still roaming the area, and the likelihood of another attack is fairly high. They haven't turned them away at the gates yet, but they have attempted to conscript several times, so this town is losing young men on a continual basis. Past that. That's about all that I've got for you, other than if you're traveling through the desert, be careful, there was a radiation storm. Yes, I don't know how this is continuing to come about, but there's still radiation up in the clouds, even 50 years after those reactors went supercritical in Russia. So be careful. Sometimes it gets into the air currents, and then it'll come back down, and it came down in the desert. They found bodies irradiated. I mean, such high levels of radiation that it could only have come from a reactor. So, past that, good driving to all of you, and I will be back later with more news. Good day.